For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A Harrisonburg Parks and Rec worker dies from an injury on the job. If you're making minimum wage on your job, you got a raise, effective on Saturday. And scrutiny over that violent police stop in Windsor last month has again turned attention to the incentives that cops have to pull people over, incentives that could come from local budgets. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 3rd. A Harrisonburg Public Works employee died Friday when a falling tree limb struck the worker while on the job. The Parks and Recreation employee was working alongside a public utility staffer at Riven Rock Park when the accident happened, officials said in a statement posted to Facebook. The other worker called 911 and tried to give the victim medical aid. The worker who died has not been identified, and officials have not said exactly what injuries caused the death. Virginia's minimum wage increased to $9.50 an hour on Saturday. Some economists say higher wages might also result in higher unemployment, but that may not happen for a while. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
$2.25 doesn't sound like a lot, but percentage-wise, this is a big hike in the minimum wage. Going from $7.25 to $9.50 is 31% more. To somebody working 40 hours a week, that's $180 more every 2 weeks. Generally, economics research says that higher wages mean employers might hire fewer people or give workers fewer hours. Leslie Stratton says that could take a bit.
It takes firms a while to adjust to higher costs. There's some evidence that it could take 1, 2, even 3 years for firms to cut back on employment sufficiently.
Stratton is the chair of the economics department at Virginia Commonwealth University. She says that the effects of the pandemic and higher than normal unemployment benefits make it hard to tell how the higher minimum wage will affect the unemployment rate in the near term.
Given the situations with COVID and the current relaxation of requirements for obtaining unemployment insurance, there's some more wiggle room there in some sense.
The average wage in Virginia is more than double the new minimum wage. It's just shy of $22 an hour. I'm Jad Khalil.
The next scheduled increase in the minimum wage to $11 an hour goes into effect January 1st. Do local governments provide a financial incentive for their police officers to make traffic stops? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The firestorm caused by the Windsor police officer who harassed and pepper sprayed an African American Army officer may end up changing the relationship between money and policing in Virginia. Delegate Betsy Carr of Richmond says this incident reveals why police departments and sheriff's offices should be de-incentivized from making traffic stops.
Police are incentivized if they're going to get money from it just to make more traffic stops. And a lot of times, black and brown folks are the people who are bearing the brunt of this.
But Dana Schrod at the Police Chiefs Association says local governments get that money, not police.
The financial incentive is not on the part of the police department. It might be on the part of the locality. But the locality has always expressed that their chief concern is that speeding on that route that goes through their community presents risks for the business owners, presents risks for the residents, and they want to see the speeding laws enforced.
In the past, the General Assembly has quickly killed Delegate Carr's bill to prevent local governments from receiving money raised by traffic stops. But she says that incident in Windsor and the changing views of policing in Virginia may cause lawmakers to take another look at this issue in the next session of the General Assembly.
Finally today, Virginia Republicans are getting ready for a multi-location convention on Saturday to select their candidates for statewide office, but don't expect results for a few days. And Michael has that report.
A Republican convention is usually a big party with loud music and endless electioneering. This year's convention, though, has been reimagined because of the pandemic. Delegates will be meeting at 37 locations across the state on May the 8th. Conservative analyst Matt Coldhall says counting all those votes will probably take days.
Those ballots are shipped in a sealed container to the state party where they will be hand counted one by one by one, and we will not have a result in this convention until maybe Monday or Tuesday after the convention.
The candidate who gets the most votes in the first round might not end up winning the nomination because of ranked choice voting. Mark Rozelle at George Mason University's Schar School says one very likely scenario is that Senator Amanda Chase could get the most votes in the first round, but he says she probably won't get more than 50%. So the candidate with the fewest number of votes will be eliminated, and the number two choice of those voters will be distributed.
And some believe in a multi-candidate race, she could come out a nominee, but in a ranked choice voting system, she would likely have no chance at all of winning the nomination.
The elimination rounds will continue until a candidate emerges with more than 50% of the vote, a process that could involve four or five rounds of eliminating candidates and distributing second choice votes until a candidate has broad-based support. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Good to be back with you on this Monday morning. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your day.